If indeed our moon has been visited in the past, or has been the site of a nanotech base, then this might explain why UFOs are not necessarily very large. Some scientists have scoffed at UFOs because they don't fit any of the gigantic propulsion designs being considered by engineers today, such as ramjet fusion engines, huge laser-powered sails, and nuclear-pulsed engines, which might be miles across. UFOs can be as small as a jet airplane. But if there is a permanent moon base left over from a previous visitation, then UFOs do not have to be large. They can refuel from their nearby moon base. So sightings may correspond to unmanned reconnaissance ships that originate from the moon base. Given the rapid advances in SETI and discovering extrasolar planets, contact with extraterrestrial life, assuming it exists in our vicinity, may occur within this century, making such contact a Class 1 impossibility. If alien civilizations do exist in outer space, the next obvious questions are, will we ever have the means to reach them? And what about our own distant future, when the sun begins to expand and devour the Earth? Does our destiny really lie in the stars?